Defense Secretary can't explain to American taxpayers why Congress should approve more Ukraine funding. By Christina Wong on September 8, 2022. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin at a press conference on Thursday could not explain to American taxpayers why Congress should approve more $13.7 billion more in funding for Ukraine when the American economy is in a precarious situation. Austin acknowledged twice the expectation that a rationale be laid out but declined to actually offer one. A Reuters reporter had asked Austin, "Mr. Secretary, your administration has indicated that they will go back to Congress for additional funding for Ukraine's war needs. And some lawmakers have already expressed skepticism about their willingness to pass additional funding. Can you explain to the American taxpayers why Congress should approve additional funding for military aid to Ukraine given that the domestic economy is still in a precarious situation?" This was Austin's full response. "As you know, what we've seen in terms of support from Congress to this point has been broad bipartisan support. And based upon the interest and the support that we've seen, I fully expect that we'll continue to receive broad bipartisan support because, you know, our leaders recognize how important this is. How important it is that we continue to help Ukraine have the ability to protect its sovereign territory. So clearly, you know, as we ask for resources, there's always an expectation that we are able to lay out the rationale for those requests, and we'll certainly do that. But what I would say is that what we've seen from the Ukrainians thus far, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff Army General Mark Milley highlighted this in a very straightforward way. The Ukrainians have put to use, good use, the equipment that we've provided them, and we see those effects on the battlefield as we speak. HIMARS are one example, but there are other examples, as well. The Ukrainians have inflicted significant damage to the Russians' supply lines and ammunition supply points and command and control nodes as they continue to shape the battlefield to be able to maneuver to retake some of their sovereign territory. So I expect that we'll continue to see support. But I fully appreciate the fact that there will be an expectation that we lay out the rationale for that." President Joe Biden is requesting that Congress approve an additional $13.7 billion for Ukraine. On top of the $40 billion that Congress approved earlier this year, the largest package of foreign aid in two decades, for the six-month-long Ukraine-Russia war. That $40 billion followed the $13.6 billion approved by Congress earlier. Of the $13.7 billion request, $7.2 billion would come in the form of military aid and be used to replenish U.S. military stockpiles. $4.5 billion would go to Ukraine's government. And $2 billion would be used to offset domestic energy costs related to the war. The Biden Office of Management and Budget said in an announcement last week when requesting the extra $13.7 billion, "We have rallied the world to support the people of Ukraine as they defend their democracy, and we cannot allow that support to Ukraine to run dry. The people of Ukraine have inspired the world, and the administration remains committed to supporting the Ukrainian people as they continue to stand resolute and display extraordinary courage in the face of Russia's full-scale invasion," OMB said. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.